No increase in property taxes for the next fiscal year. 500 apprentices to be engaged in registered apprenticeship program. And bill to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act passed in the upper house. These stories and more in today's edition of House Matters. I'm Aldean Campbell. Thanks for joining us. Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, says there will be no increase in property tax rates in the next fiscal year. Speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, the minister addressed speculation in the media about the supposed intentions of the government to increase property taxes. Dr. Phillips informed the lower house that property tax notices will be sent to individual landowners in the next few weeks, informing of the changes for the next fiscal year.
Taxpayers are being urged to make payments early, particularly as property tax is an important revenue source for local government operations such as garbage collection, street lighting, road repairs, etc.
A recent analysis of the performance of property taxes indicated that the compliance rate for the financial year 2013-2014 was approximately 45%, with the 2014-2015 compliance rate projected at 40%. Dr. Phillips explains that compliance rate measures actual tax collected relative to total tax payable, the assumption being that not all taxes due will be collected.
For the fiscal year 13-14, the collection rate was 80%. The projected collection rate for the current fiscal year is 14-15, is 75%. It is important to note that the highest rates of collections were to be found in the highest valued properties, and the lowest valued properties had the lowest rates of collections.
The parish collection rates varied between Portmore, which had the highest collection rate of 98.4%, and St. Elizabeth having the lowest collection rate of 64%. A minimum of 500 apprentices, ranging from unskilled persons to those with degrees, are projected to be engaged in registered apprenticeship program for the current fiscal year 2014-2015. This was disclosed by Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites during the sitting of the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Reverend Thwaites says he expects that the number of apprentices will be increased to over 2,000 by the end of the 2015-2016 fiscal year. Already, placements for apprentices are being secured in various sectors or occupations, including education, agriculture, construction, business, information technology, animation, and the coming logistics hub, among others.
By the end of this month, 168 apprentices will be placed in high schools island-wide and trained as laboratory technicians under the supervision of HART instructors, with the responsibility for maintaining the laboratory equipment in those schools.
Also, by the end of this month, 100 students in the Career Advancement Program will enroll in the school-based apprenticeship modality, where they will attend school for 70 to 80% of the time while being placed in a firm aligned to their respective program of study for the remainder of the time. A bill to amend the Dangerous Drugs Act was passed in the Senate last Friday. The bill seeks to make the possession of small quantities of ganja amounting to 2 ounces or less a non-arrestable but ticketable infraction, attracting a fine payable outside of the court but not resulting in a criminal record. In his contribution to the debate on the bill, Leader of Government Business in the Senate, A.J. Nicholson, noted that for Jamaica to reap the benefit of these reform measures, certain steps must be taken.
There will have to be no increase in the export or transshipment of the drug, because if the bill having been passed and persons believe that, oh, this is a wonderful time now to just blow the smoke everywhere, then we could not say that the bill is fulfilling its true purpose.
The bill was passed with 5 amendments. And Parliament will be prorogued next Tuesday, February 17, to make way for the new legislative year on February 19. Prorogation marks the end of a parliamentary session. It is a formal name given to the period between the end of a session of Parliament and the state opening of Parliament that begins the next session. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.